Alright, what's gonna come after that?
After that, well then I'll just come in like
the end.
Alright.
Wow. Mine.
Terrace scene.
Some chibi music.
Yeah.
What was your other one?
The other one was the Tetris. The 1UP Studio one.
Oh, so we're gonna play the Terra theme then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we are in a second because I'm gonna get another cigarette. Hang on. Okay. This would be a lot easier if I could find a fucking lighter.
Yeah, I'll be right back too. Give me a second.
Kinetic.
Gino and Chibi, keep it down, okay? You just hold this on lock, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Okay, so Gino.
Yes.
We're gonna get some rope, okay?
Alright.
And then we're gonna get some plane tickets. And then I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know.
Well, because they're not gonna hear this. They're not gonna hear this until they send them the unedited one. So
we
can talk about how dumb they are.
Stupid Shinobi and his drawings, and stupid Mr. B and his cigarettes.
Hold on, there's like a lot of noise coming from another room. I'll be back too.
What?
Hold on.
I'm all by myself. I'll talk to myself. No one's here. Talk. I hear Gino. He's making lots of noise. And then they're gonna hear this, cause I'm singing to myself.
I'm back.
Singing to myself. And he's back. Yay! I can stop singing to myself. Okay. Now you're gonna hear me singing to myself.
I just heard like some vague noises coming from my headphones, and then like I put it, my headphones back on and you're singing.
Yeah, that's me singing the song to myself.
You have to get in shape for you gotta get your vocals in order for the singing episode anyway.
What? Oh, right, the singing episode. How's that gonna work?
I have no idea. I guess we would have to write it out beforehand.
Yeah.
Maybe we would record... Well, I guess maybe we could record the whole podcast, like, normally, and then rewrite the lyrics to what we talked about.
I'm back.
Oh, crap, you're back.
Yeah.
You.
Stop discussing my demise.
Shit.
Oh, so I need to make up a music video, like, for that track, that Ninja Ex-Girlfriend track. You heard it, Chibi.
Wait,
yeah.
What? I haven't heard it of it
oh,
at all.
Well, you have to listen to
it's
our
pretty
podcast.
Pretty badass.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to our podcast.
My parents' favorite music made a song about how a ninja kidnapped his girlfriend.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I want to write song that's like a ninja assassin girl is coming to kill me, and I fall in love with her, and she falls in love with me, but we still kill each other anyway. Because we're honor bound.
That's really sad.
Yeah, wouldn't it be sad? Yeah, that's why.
It's like Romeo and Juliet with ninjas.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's depressing.
It is. It's going to be a depressing song. But it's fantasy, so don't be too sad.
I can imagine all the Asians, like, crying. There's going to be, like, a musical and a play.
Could do it.
A movie.
It's really hard to find someone who can play me, though, because I'm really badass. I don't know who could do it, you know? It's kind of it's kind of a conundrum. It's like, but who's going to play Shinobi? Yeah.
Oh.
I'm back, guys.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
You're back.
I liked your singing earlier, Chibi.
Thank you.
My cigarettes aren't stupid, though.
No. What?
And neither am I.
I think your cigarettes are alright.
My cigarettes rule.
That's disgusting. All right,
so, did you really have to take your laptop into the bathroom?
Yeah. Is this that kind of podcast? Because I don't want no part in this.
What are you eating?
Well, I had a burrito.
Beef burger.
And some ramen.
And some cyber dong.
All all up in you.
Extra circuits.
Ah, circuits, yes. 20 times the circuits.
Memories.
Memories?
Alright, so we're coming back with Terra's theme, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we would count Ma in again?
Yep. Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna do that now. Unless you people need to smoke more cigarettes.
Do it with style. Do it with panache. Mean all right, it.
Alright.
Feel the moment.
Three, two, one.
And that was Terra's theme by Select Start. And I chose that song because I love Final Fantasy and Terra's theme. And thanks to Gino, I liked Select Start's play on that song. I really loved it, and I'm a big fan of orchestra and classical music, so good stuff, good stuff.
I like Terra a lot more when she had that like crown on, but just made her obedient and things.
I can really, I really understand. I identify with that too. But she didn't have it on for more than a cutscene, really. So
I love
Kefka
Terra.
Basically
actually,
got the best of her.
I love, you know what my favorite character from that game is?
Go-Go.
Ultros. I love Ultros.
He's,
no, Ultros, man.
He's the octopus guy.
Oh,
who always, like,
yeah,
popped out of nowhere, is like, ha ha ha, you guys think you're gonna get away.
Right? Then Sabin just fucking beats the shit out of him with his fists, and then he goes back in the ocean every time, so.
I liked Locke, the treasure hunter guy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Locke is awesome.
I always love
Are these people going to be in Dissidia?
What is
Dissidia?
Oh my god, you don't know what Dissidia is?
No.
Holy shit. Like, okay, so Dissidia is a game coming out for the PSP this summer. And, well, I don't know about England, but... And it's basically all of the main characters from all the main Final Fantasy games. So you got all the main good guys from all the Final Fantasies and all the villains from all the Final Fantasies.
Oh, nice.
And and there's a huge story with it, too. Like, you basically have the villains grouping up together and, you know, teaming up with Chaos, the main bad guy from the original Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And then you got Cosmos, who is obviously the good power of Final Fantasy, and she's like calling forth all of these like good guys from all the Final Fantasy. So you got like Squall and Zidane and Tidus and Cloud and Terra and all these people basically grouping together and fighting against all these villains.
That's
which
badass.
Is like Sephiroth
and
Kefka.
The live stream.
So are they really
no
trying to give it a story?
There's
gonna be a huge story with it apparently.
It's just a fighting game. Like, if you make like it, like Super Smash Brothers, like I don't need a story. I want to see
thing.
These people fight.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. You're really that surprised? It's Final Fantasy. Of course they're gonna stick a story to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that surprised that they're gonna put a story with it because
if they had some sort of leveling up the more you fight system in that fighting game, it would be the best thing ever made.
It works sometimes, but not really for fighting games. I've looked into it. Like, I've played a lot of fighting games where you get experience and get stuff opened up for your character, and it's just kind of dumb. Why do you need the game to become... Like, the reason for leveling up is to, like, put the game on a difficulty slant based on, like, how many things you've fought. Like, you're playing a fighting game. You need to get better at fighting on your own, not better items and stuff like that.
I agree for the most part,
yeah.
But... The one games that like it really worked for with wrestling games.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
that's because
your wrestler's getting
you
stronger
your own
and stuff.
And
yeah,
you just start off like really crap, and you'd have to try win by like binging people out or cheating and stuff.
Yeah,
I like
that. Makes sense for games like that. No, I've played games like that too where I really enjoyed it.
I'm super excited for Dissidia. I think the story's gonna work well with it, and I think they're gonna have like one where you can, you know, play the story or just fight, you
yeah,
know, for fun.
Can't
so.
You be like Garland?
I would be more excited.
Yeah, there's a Garland. It's all of them. Garland, you got the Light
the
Warrior, you got the... Huh?
Can you fight the
fiends? No.
Like Carrie?
I don't know. Okay. All I know is that you have all the main characters. That's it.
That's badass.
There might be fiends,
I'm gonna be very upset if the Turks aren't in it. They're my favorite Final Fantasy VII characters, or Final Fantasy characters ever. I fucking love the Turks. Yeah.
I remember they had their, like, they said, like, they had that Turk tactics game, and I was like, that's gonna be the most badass thing ever, and it came out on cell phones in Japan, oh, and I was like, yeah, that's retarded. I was all mad.
That sucked.
Too bad.
I wanna, I don't
and
know.
They're making a Parasite Eve sequel for cell phones in Japan. That pissed me off, too.
That's I've been gone waiting on for too it. Long. Nobody cares about Parasite Eve anymore. That it's just been outshined.
I think so too.
Well, yeah, because Parasite Eve was all about the cinematics, and now that all the cinematics look way better than that, no one cares anymore.
Yeah. So be careful not to put yourself in a box when you're a game developer. All right, guys. Okay. There you go.
Well, I liked Parasite Eve. Parasite Eve was like Resident Evil with magic.
True. Very true.
So, yeah, I was gonna say so just like this game then, but I couldn't think of anything.
Damn it!
So like zombies ain't my neighbors then? No, it doesn't really work.
That game is nuts.
Indeed.
I never played it. I just know it exists.
I never finished it. God. That game was hard as shit.
Yeah.
It was classic it was arcade style game. Where it just got really difficult. Yeah.
Like, me and my friend went through it, only got up to, like, level 50, and then we would look at the box, it says, over 100 levels, and we just sneer at it.
Yeah. Whoa. Endless possibilities.
Who was this game on the SNES? I think it was just called, like, Bob or something.
Just Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was I knew of this, like, robot or something, and that went on for fucking ever.
Can't say I played that one. I didn't play Bob.
I played
it
because
pretty good.
I got that torrent that has like all the SNES games.
Okay.
And just going through games you've never heard of before.
King Arthur's World.
I discovered that Evo, that one where you like start off as a fish.
Yeah.
And you evolve and things. I kind of like that. I got bored of it. I never made it out of the sea.
One of my friends in middle school had that game. But I never played it either.
So were you content with your evolution? Like, I'm happy
here.
I
was. I didn't want to go any further. I was like, look, I'm a pretty powerful fish.
Yeah.
You know? Like, no one's going to catch me. No one's going to mess with me. I'll just eat the smaller fish. I know my place. I was happy.
So you'd rather stay a big fish in the ocean than go on to land and, like, the first thing that happens is get eaten by, like, a dragon or something?
Yeah, that'd be
yeah,
bullshit.
I was like, I started evolving little stumpy legs, and I was like, listen, if I go onto the land like this, people are just going to laugh.
Yeah. It's either all or nothing. None of that in between shit.
I didn't want stumpy legs. I wanted tentacles.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know.
So
anything.
So your evolutionary goal was an octopus?
Yeah. With teeth.
Ah.
And shoots fire.
Cthulhu.
Underwater fire. Yeah.
That just reminds me of Mega Man X when you try to use your flamethrower underwater.
Yeah. You're greeted by
all
sadness.
Impotent and ridiculous.
I've never played Mega Man X all the way through.
It's not that rewarding. Sigma's really fucking hard at the end of that one.
Well, Mega Man has like a thing where they just make the final boss impossibly frustratingly hard.
I beat X4's boss, and that's the worst boss fight I've ever participated in my life.
Oh, the X4 one was terrible.
I beat him with zero.
My controller playing that.
Yeah.
I beat him with zero. I could have beat him with Mega Man for anything.
I never played as Mega Man for X4. I was like, what? You can be zero? He has a sword. Done.
Yeah, with a zero, like, with zero, I think, you could do, when he's Phantom Sigma, you just do the uppercuts, and he dies, like, in two hits.
Okay.
And then he turns into, like, that giant robot head thing.
That's not the fun part of the game. That is the sad part in the game.
Well, I guess you guys don't know what we're talking about, but...
like that.
It does. Quick little fun fact. If you play that as Mega Man, like, he sounds like a girl when he's doing anything. And, like, you both, like, if you're Zero, you get betrayed by, like, this girl, and she dies, and, like, that's your moment, and it's like, wow, that was really epic. And if you play as Mega Man, you get betrayed by, like, this stupid, like, guy that's, like, pretending to look up to you. And that's his moment of sadness before you fight the general.
Yeah, it's like being betrayed by Kate Sith again.
Oh,
it's like, it's, oh no.
It's me, Kate Sith, you blokes. Why do I sound like an Irishman? Oh, Dirge of Cerberus, the best game in the world. You're like, what? Are you
I was
a cat
really
still?
Depressed when they got rid of the Mog. I wanted the Mog.
Oh yeah, walk around with the robot. Look at him, his name's Reeves. Or is he? You'll never know.
I quite liked the idea of Kate Sith, but he was just such a pointless character.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
like,
the...
And he died, and then he just didn't.
Yeah.
I'm going through FF9 right now, and that Cook character is, like, the same way. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Quina?
She's
yeah.
a bonus character
it's
anyway.
A he,
you don't
by the
even
way.
Need her.
Uh-oh.
Or him.
It's a he. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I
the game
Quina.
Keeps saying he, she, and... She got married. I'm up to that part now, so so I'm gonna call
yeah.
her she for the rest of the game.
You don't know
every,
what.
Every now and again, you just have to fuck off to catch frogs. It's like
yeah.
this. Hang on a sec. Someone's like knocking at my door or something.
What's up?
Hang on.
Tell them to go away.
I will. I just want to hear Mr. B really loud. We're podcasting in here.
Yeah. Bugger off.
Bugger off. No, I hate Quina. Quina was so pointless.
Yeah.
Zidane, can I eat some frogs?
And, like, he ruins every moment he's in. Like, something, like, big, some big deal is happening in the storyline, and then he's like, I know, understand. Me, go look for food.
Not, doesn't contribute to the story at all in whatever.
And then there was one part in the game that I just got to where, it's where you get to the Black Mage village, and then we're leaving, right? And then Quina comes back, and then Zidane says, oh, I forgot all about you. And then in my mind, I was like, hey, I totally did.
Oh, right. You. Huh.
God damn it.
What's up?
What?
Right. I live in, like, this converted doctor's studio.
Yeah.
And, like, my bit of the house is the bit that had the old main door, because it has, like, a conservatory.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone goes to, like, the building, they think mine's the main door, so they knock on it and I have to explain, no, you have to go around. But there's this guy who keeps ordering hookers.
Are you kidding?
Like, no.
That's
no,
funny.
I'm not. And so, like, every time they come, they go, oh, I'm just seeing my friend and stuff, and you can see, like, they've got bruises on their knees and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh. And they're always like, oh, he's not in this building. Okay. Can I bum a cig off you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, get out my house.
Yeah. Do they know how to work the kitchen? Like, maybe you could work something out.
I should ask. I've got a sink right here, baby.
I just imagine, since it's like a converted doctor's office, I imagine the scenario was like someone got shot and they, like, they're banging on your door and it's like, you gotta help me, doctor. Like,
I'm
oh,
bleeding.
I'm no doctor. Shut the door on them.
Yeah, fuck off.
No, I should just play along, like, yeah, I'm totally a doctor. Let's see what I can do here.
Who needs 8 years of medical school? I'll learn on the job.
Right? Yeah, on-the-job training provided by wounded people.
I'll be a hero. I'll be like, I've got nothing to sterilize my hands with, so I'll just use this, like, empty bottle of vodka and all right, the dregs. That'll do.
Battle Surgeon, 1400s.
Just do it Dr. Mario style.
Right? Eat
How
these
many
pills.
Things can I put all up in you until you are better?
Nom 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 nom.
Dude, take some of these pills. Like, what are these pills for? I don't know.
They're for athlete's foot, but they're all I've got.
Yeah. I hope you have an antifungal problem from this gunshot wound. That's all I know. There you go.
You're probably gonna die, but you're not gonna get athlete's foot. You're welcome.
You'll have a classy funeral.
Yeah.
Because foot fungi is not classy at all.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
That's like a secret woe of the people that have to dress cadavers for funerals, is how much their feet smell.
Yeah, because that's the biggest problem with that job.
I like how the main point. This podcast has finally reached out to those people. Like, this is their podcast now.
Heck yeah, this is a podcast for everyone.
Like, they're listening to it on their iPods as they dress up some 80-year-old dead person into a tuxedo.
Like, this is a nice tuxedo. That's me. I'm going through that right now.
You know what you should do, people? You should fucking quit that job.
The benefits are good, I guess. I don't know.
That's our advice. We know you've been thinking about it, like thinking about going back to school.
Just go for it. Live your dream.
Yeah.
That's why I love doing this podcast. It gives me such a chance to help people.
Totally.
Like, we may never have the biggest audience, but at least the people that do listen know we're talking directly to them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the person who, like, job it is, but also a big fan of pinball, and they know how to work a sink. It's like, wow, this podcast, man. This is important. This is like the fucking Shakespeare of podcasts.
True. And just so it can be on the record, I work a sink, and I can cook. I do all the domestic shit in my relationship, I found out. So,
you're well
I'm
trained.
Proud of myself. Yeah. I fulfill a role.
You fulfill a role?
Yeah.
Well, you should probably train that Sydney boy.
I will.
Be like, boy, this is how you do it.
Look, you want to work a sink? Check this out. I'll like slap his hand. I'll be like, don't fucking touch that yet. You don't even know what that does. Red means hot.
You make a how-to video.
Yeah.
I just imagine Shinobi getting to Australia. He's like, all right. Like, rubs his hands together. Where's your sink?
Where's
I'm
going to
show you how it's done. And it's like this crazy contraption.
Whoa, damn. I could work around this.
It's like one of those inventions where like an egg falls into a pan and when it cooks, it kicks a boot. And
true.
Someone on my Twitter just replied to another Twitter called Podcast Helper. I'm gonna get us some tips right now.
Okay, cool. Let's go with this.
We're gonna sort this shit out. This is gonna be the episode that we do. Marketing your podcast
episode
can take just as much time as it takes to produce a single episode. Right, so Gino, we have to market for 2 hours and then we're done.
Sounds good to me.
I think they're saying produce, not record.
Oh, fuck. Fuck that.
That's what I'm thinking. We'll let our podcast make it on its own merit.
Oh, wow. There's an entire like episode that they did. It's just called Listen to Letters versus Numbers.
Good idea. I listened to that show avidly. ..
You're like an expert. You wrote our Wikipedia.
Did I? Oh yeah, I've been. Yeah, I did. I did do that.
There's a Wikipedia?
I don't know. I'm gonna find out now, though.
If there isn't, should.
If there is, I'm gonna be so. I think we asked on the podcast for someone to make us a Wikipedia before, and they never did.
Oh.
They our fans fell through again. That's why you can't rely on numbers.
No, the numbers.
What about the letters?
The letters are what's up. The letters are cool. They're sexy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sexy.
Maybe this is why our numbers have been dwindling.
Yeah.
Let's take the strange approach of being nice to our listeners.
I love your hair today,
listener.
I love your hair.
Is that a new shirt?
You're working that sink like a pro. Mm.
You have fantastic taste in podcasts.
Totally.
Oh, you so do. I'm
now
bored
you just
of
sound
that
egotistical,
now.
Not.
We're gonna get angry letters about that. Like they're like our listeners know what it is for people to be nice to them now. So, like their whole world is upside down.
Well, they're gonna start taking advantage of us. We'll get messages like, "Hey, letters versus numbers. Dishes need doing. Work that thing."
You know, the garbage hasn't been taken out in a while, and I'm just wondering. Yeah.
You can't let the balance of power shift. And nope, there's no entries for letters versus numbers. Disgusting.
Work on that. We're gonna spam Wikipedia.
Hell yeah.
Spam Wikipedia.
And then they'll ban it. They'll be like, "This is a vanity page." We'll be like, "Post it to vanity page. We're awesome."
There's a
like reason to keep this page. It's awesome, and you guys suck.
Yeah, there
Take
we
a
go.
Stab at them. They'll be like, "You're right. We do suck. My bad."
I always felt like that was the lowliest kind of nerd, is the people that erase Wikipedia pages.
Pretty much.
I like the people who terrorize them.
Oh, I know. You'd be reading it, and then be like, "I didn't know this person was the mother of George Bush."
And it's Madonna.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I whenever I had to write like research papers for school, for government, I would go to Wikipedia even though I wasn't supposed to, and I'm like, this is interesting. I probably should put that in my paper, but maybe I should.
I didn't
know if that's true or not.
I didn't know the War of 1812 took place in 1938.
That's misleading. That's weird. Why did they call it 1812? That's fucking. I don't understand history.
It's because they planned it in 1812. Like, just you, right? 1938, we're gonna war the crap out of those motherfuckers.
Right, we're gonna fight back. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But it'll happen.
It's like, it was 100 years war. This is like the 100 years procrastinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we go to war?
I'm really mad. I don't know. Do you have any guns? No.
I could be madder.
Like, I'm not happy, but
really not happy.
It's tolerable.
Let's see how it goes for a bit, and I'll get back to you.
We'll give it a decade or two. Right. I think we should play a song and then do the letter that we have.
Okay.
The one salty email. What should we do?
Okay. What's up? Let's get into my songs then.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to do our songs. Goddamn guests. Cramping our style.
You wanna boss the fuck up then?
Oh, I'll boss the fuck up.
Alright, yeah.
He's a bit
ring.
Of a... Ring?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't it like a punch-out song? Like ring thing? Ringside? I don't know.
It's got a whole bunch of samples in it. It's,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
But it starts off with some punch-out.
Like every song starts out with some punch-out. Every single song
ever.
Like this one. This is this is 8-Bit Gold. He actually emailed us this song and was like, "Play it, please." So I am.
Okay.
But people email. I'll talk about that in a bit. I'll probably cut all of this. No, I won't, because I'm not cutting it. Never mind. fuck. This is 8-Bit Gold with Boss Up. Enjoy.
All right, I'm not editing any of that out.
Wow.
Excellent.
What a great track. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it.
Takes me back to a better place.
It does.
Our one email is crap.
What is it? Is it C-Meets?
What?
Yeah.
We haven't got any? Have you checked it today?
What?
Well, to be fair, we haven't advertised the last podcast. Oh. Anything.
That's true. But it's already got like 45 downloads or something.
How?
I don't know. We have like 60 subscribers now.
Huh.
Like we're like at 1800 downloads.
How is that jumping up so quick? We only had 1000 on New Year's Eve and we haven't done anything.
Yeah, we released one podcast. Like I don't
it's
know. Because
you have me and Shibi now, so word spreading.
Yeah,
you guys are going high class now.
That is true. It's a whole new game.
Yeah.
We're going to have to... Who are we beefing with so I can remember? Because we haven't talked nearly enough trash.
We already ran Rev Badger into the ground.
Yeah, we are why Rev Badger retired. Fuck.
we're beefing with Dr. Awkward now.
Oh, we need to preemptively beef with Hex.
Oh yeah, we're beefing with Hex too. Or did Hex tell you why we're? I told him we're beefing with him because he wants to. Right after we said we were the semi-official podcast of Nerdapalooza, he wants to start doing a podcast.
Whatever. If he had the motivation to do anything, he wouldn't be doing it. He's supposed to run RPR and didn't. I sent him like my tracks for RPR like as soon as he said that he was like gonna run RPR, and when was that, like 6 months ago, to be honest. And like never put him on.
He has plenty of ideas, but
if I really want to listen to Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew,
yeah,
and Ben OC remix.
Right. I gotcha.
But
alright, well,
I love OC remix.
Yeah, but OC remix has its own radio station.
Exactly. Like, yeah, why bother? I had huge beef with that too, because like I'd be listening to RPR and then all of a sudden I'd just hear chiptunes or like some kind of like video game remix, and I'm like, when is the rapper gonna come in on this?
This would be a really good beat. Not.
Yeah.
I hate that about chiptunes sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially like because some of it's really really good, but some of it's like so repetitive it makes you want to like bite people in a bad way.
Oh, this is a bad email.
Yeah, that sucks. There's not a lot to play off there.
I think we should beef with
him. The email?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. I mean, we're beefing with Doc Awkward as well, so it's only fair, I suppose.
How many people are you guys beefing with? Everyone.
I know.
That's how we're gonna get big.
Well,
by picking a fight with the right person.
We take full credit for destroying the takeover.
How did you guys destroy the takeover?
Because we got on the podcasting scene, and they, like, very shortly after, when we started hitting Steam, like, getting 100 downloads and shit, they were like, oh, this is the last ever one. We were like, yeah, sure it is.
That's funny.
And I think we destroyed, is it Nomad?
Yeah, Nomad tried to start a podcast, and then he disappeared.
Yep. Crushed him.
Good night.
Although I think that was mostly because his podcast sucked.
It didn't take a lot of effort.
It crushed itself.
Because I think after we did a podcast and people were like, oh, hey, that sounds pretty fun to do. Like 3 or 4 people tried to do a podcast and they all failed.
Well, V-Dip is still going, apparently.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So it would seem.
Although,
well, wasn't the newest episode they came out with was like recorded like several months ago though?
Yeah,
like,
but we're in no position to criticize that.
when our pre-Christmas episode, when our episode before the Christmas episode came out in January.
That's how we do.
It's hard to be a producer though, so I understand the crown is heavy. I'm not gonna blame you guys.
Actually, we should. Aren't we supposed to be on RPR?
Yeah,
I asked Spork if I could be in charge of RPR from now on. So as soon as they get back to me on that, they said it was cool. So
what's RPR?
Rocket propelled
radio. Internet nerdy radio.
Oh right.
Yeah.
But
that how many freaking nerdcore radio stations are
there's
there?
There's one.
Oh, that's it.
Yep.
Well, this new site,
This new site,
8-Bit FM, started, and they're, like, really on their game. Like, they play chiptunes, VGM, and nerdcore already. Like, they already have a nerdcore show on there.
Do they?
And everything.
What's it called? 8-Bit FM?
I think we need to get on that channel.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Well, I think we're going to have to make our shows a bit shorter.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's live.
Then we'll just stay on RPR. We're not editing this even further.
I wonder if it played me. I hope so.
I think you'd have to like email them and just give them like permission to play your stuff.
I'm Creative Commons, yo.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, I think they started with a bunch of Creative Commons stuff.
Sorry?
Like they started off with like playing a bunch of Creative Commons stuff.
Oh, they have a link to 8-Bit Collective. Ugh. Oh, I totally put
that place.
I totally put my band chiptune song on MySpace.
Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you started a war with an entire forum. That was great.
It was brilliant. People left. Someone had a mental breakdown. Combat Dave got banned for a little while.
Cause like I remember, like I think you changed your aim, like your aim thing to, oh, I'm beefing with all of chiptunes or something
I'm
like
being
that.
Internet.
So I yeah, and then I IM'd you like, link me to all the drama. It's like I'm already banned.
They did, although
like
I am,
they erased
I
all
am
the
quite
threads.
Proud that me and Oliver did bring down 8-Bit Collective for like 5 minutes. Like, it was just gone from the internet. There was no trace of it. While they were, like, fixing what we'd done.
Just smashed it right
yeah,
into the
man.
Ground.
Because...
being like, oh, we gotta fix this one here.
Like, a lot of the starting kids are on 8-Bit Collective. Like, there's some really good people on there, but a lot of them are just really
yeah,
terrible.
Just don't go on the forums, pretty much. Like, I've found some right little tracks. Like, I found that I Fight Dragons one we played today on 8-Bit Collective, and I was like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because a lot of people use that to upload their stuff, like Temp Sound Solutions, Super Powerless,
super,
or not
no,
Super Powerless, Spamtron, Dot A, like, a lot of really good, really nice people, but then there's the other people.
We won't mention them.
Like me.
Oh, that
Inspector
Mr. B.
Mad Shit. I know.
Like, I think I posted, like, 3 things in the forums there, and, like, they just got mad at me every time.
Why? It's because you would have asked them for things. Like, if you go on and say, hey, I've got this website, you might like it, they'll basically go, fuck off.
That's funny.
And then they tell each other to fuck off, they're telling you to fuck off, and then the original fuck-offers tell those guys to fuck off, and then you're like, what the fuck? And then the whole... community in unison just shout fuck off.
Cause like the chiptune scene is not on 8-Bit Collective, I think.
Yeah, I think like, I wanted to talk to you about that. Like, you know, I thought that would make for an interesting bit in the podcast, like talking about that, but not this
well,
one.
Well, we could save it for a bit then.
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Well, it'll come up at some point, but I think that's like an interesting thing, cause there's Rhyme Torrents, then there's fucking Nerdcore, then there's 8-Bit Collective, then there's Chiptune, and I think, I don't know, I like talking about things like that.
Fair enough.
I'm down with that. I remember I used to be on news groups, and everyone got like such an inflated like sense of importance. Like people, I would post on Alt Games, Nintendo, Pokemon, and people would be like, why is the Pokemon scene so violent and everyone angry at each other and criticizing movesets and stuff? And I'm like, bitch, for like 100 subscribers on this news group, which is great for a news group, but fucking not that important for anything else.
That's how it kind of seems on RT. Some of the kids are like, man, all this, like this is the nerdcore scene right here. It's like, I think 50% of the nerdcore people I know are on Rhyme Torrents.
Yeah. Even that, like, a lot of people just aren't anymore.
Hey, B, check this out. For your Super Powerless track on Rhyme Torrents, MCRT's like, no swearing, that's cool. Can I talk about baby rape, prolapsed rectums, furries yiffing each other until they're covered in yellow stains? I would, of course, be advising people not to take part in any of those things.
I'm gonna say go for it, submit a verse. I'm gonna make, I don't know, I might get everyone to just do a really violent version, like, what's your good advice? Don't get fucking raped. And just, like, loads of verses like that and put that on my
really
CD.
Terrible
bitch,
ones.
Learn how to work a six.
Like, stop beat. I just, like, imagine, like, these really terrible ones, like, stop being an ethnicity.
Yeah,
like,
being
why
Jewish.
You shouldn't be a woman, like, don't be a woman.
Ouch.
Be more white.
Yeah.
Quit being poor, damn it.
Be richer.
That'd be perfect.
Be richer.
Work harder.
Yeah. I gotta do my voting today, because I'm a voter. for the battles.
What do you... Oh,
your
yeah, you do.
I'm a judge.
No one else has...
Right.
Call me Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced.
I voted.
Word.
Let's see. Battles and beefs.
Alright. I haven't even listed any of the new ones yet.
Some of them are really good.
And some aren't.
Well, Chemist the Menace was in it, wasn't he?
Fuck him. I mean, since I'm not being a judge right now.
As a
professionally,
of impartial.
Course.
Well, Chemist the Menace was never going to win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to his track. I just don't have time.
I have to judge it, but chances
are. What if that was in the judge's like review? I didn't listen to it because I know it sucks.
I
well,
could be that guy.
The comments are all like, yay, MC Erection, so he probably won.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when we come back, we should come back with the 8-bit weapon song. Because he asked me to play that one too. That was a request.
Do it. What the fuck? I've just looked in the EPP one and just shit's getting weird.
What?
The EPP
one? Well, because the MC Erection song is practically like a new EPP song. Because it's got Betty Rebel and I think it's Sarah?
Hold on.
I can't tell though, because like the voice is so. I don't know. Like super gay.
This is. Are you talking about the battle track?
Yeah.
Rection is Blanca? Okay. His Invader Zim really was terrible. It kind of made me sad.
It was awful. I was, on one hand, I was thinking, oh, I do not want to battle Rection again. Because the only person I've ever battled in a tournament is MC Rection, and I've lost every time.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, if Rection gets through, oh, just fuck this noise.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to battle Luigi, and, like, Luigi won, and I was like, oh, thank fuck.
Yeah.
Luigi
yeah,
won?
Well, because, you know, MC Rection's song as Invader Zim was awful.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Yeah. It made me sad.
I was so sad, I really wanted to hear Cartman. I was really, really excited to hear Cartman. And
I really wanted to hear
Cartman.
Strong Bad.
Yeah,
I'm so
Strong
glad
Bad.
The cheat is not dead.
That who's not dead?
The cheat.
What? The cheat?
The Cheat. There was a Strong Bad song called The Cheat Is Not Dead.
I'm not familiar with it enough.
It's pretty funny.
Should we get back into the cast and then, because we can talk a bit about you judging and preliminary thoughts and stuff.
Okay.
I guess.
Sounds good.
Even okay. though you haven't heard anything, so.
True.
Well, alright. I guess count me in.
What are we playing?
We're Closer by 8-Bit Weapon.
Is that... Because... Oh, no, never mind. I'll count you in then. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. The song you just heard was Closer Bit Pop Mix by 8-Bit Weapon. And that song's from his Electric High album that just came out.
Just came out? Like, what did its parents say?
It just came out. It's like someone just threw it at me right now.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's how I want albums to be presented to me.
Right?
If someone's like, I've just fucking made this. Listen. I'm like,
ah,
I'm
fuck. Ow. Ah.
Blood everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
I shouldn't have printed the album on a brick.
But on the other hand, the brick sound is really good.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bass drum kind of.
You can't get that on CD.
I just imagine a brick goes through my window, just says "Download my album" with like the website,
heck yeah.
And, like just a picture drawn in marker of an angry emoticon.
Right.
Download this album if you want to live,
and review it if you want your life to be worth living.
Damn.
Like, the first song on the album is Don't Try to Call the Police.
Yeah.
They can't help you.
It's like, I haven't sent this album to anybody else.
Yeah.
Just you.
Also, I'm kind of fucking crazy, so you might want to be, keep your critique minimal.
Yeah, just diplomatic. Use soft like, words, please. I already know it's good. I just need you to reiterate.
Yeah.
Like, so please download my album at iamwatchingyoudownloadthis.com.
Whoa.
I know where you live. .net.
.info.
Yeah. Let's not get into that again. Fucking freewebs.com dash. No. We have an email.
Woo!
And you,
if you could
well,
if you could call it
is
an
it from
email.
A female? Yeah,
it's not from a female. Fuck. This is why I'm not that excited.
No emails from big titty females this week.
Son of
that
a
was
bitch.
That was some good flow right there, fucking Gino.
Gino's he's getting good.
Because I was referencing futuristic sex robots.
Oh, okay. Why did you say that? Everyone like that was you could have totally gone for it. MC compelling argument ups on the mic. Right. What silly voice should I do the email in?
A girly
or should
one.
I even bother?
Okay. Well, considering who the email is by, can you act like you were underwater or something?
What? That's a weird request. I'll do it while staring at my goldfish bowl.
There you go.
Oh, dude, that's gross. Ah. Oh.
Did he make a poopy?
Your goldfish has been dead for 2 weeks.
No. One of my goldfish, it's like, I haven't fed them this morning yet, and, like, there's a little bit of fish crap at the bottom, and it just tried to eat it and spat it back out.
Ew.
I need to feed my fucking fish, man.
Yeah, you do.
Quality entertainment.
Yeah, this is why people tune in. Okay. So, this email is it says in the email who it's from. Right. Questions? What the fuck, man? From Mike the Fish, aka Sea Meat.
Aww.
That's it. So the question I posit to you, lady and gentlemen, is what the fuck?
Well, I'll answer that, okay? This is what the fuck.
Allow me to field this one.
Let me get in here. Okay, now. Sea Meat. I'm going to talk about the diss track, alright? Not about certain elements of it, but... Sea Meat pretends to be a woman in real life. To make... So, it was really fitting that you did kind of use like a girly voice for that. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
that's
the fuck's
what the fuck?
Up.
I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually him for a second there.
My heart leapt
in
my chest,
like,
and I was
shit,
like,
see me
"Did
out
see
here?
Me get
and I was
on
like, oh,
to
wait,
Skype?
No.
Like, oh, Mr. B, you cad."
Well, that concludes the worst ever letters versus numbers letters section.
And we've had letter sections that we've had letter sections where we read spam, so that's telling you something.
Yeah,
if this is the worst one yet.
Although speaking of which, Gino, did you sign us up for a Yahoo group?
Nope.
Because we've got a request from Flickerzone.
Fluticasone? That's a nasal spray.
From Flickerzone. Yeah, Gino's getting tweaked, yo. Word. That's what the fuck's
right?
up.
It's like
man.
A bunch of letters.
Whoa. Someone's calling me.
Oh, it's alright. Right. We'll let you take this. You do what you gotta do.
Shit, she's in a battle.
I find it. Oh, there it is.
Damn it. This
Flea
is
battle.
Serious stuff.
Oh, God. Be right back, you guys.
Chibi Mark.
Hold
out an arm. Unprofessionalism.
Someone's still knocking at my door, and I think half of my room is on fire, and I haven't gotten up yet.
Well,
see, that's the glory of being unpopular. Haven't gotten one phone call.
Whatever. As soon as you sign on AIM, you'll be reminded how popular you are again.
I'm gonna be like, "Where the fuck's
unless
here comes a new
yeah,
challenger?"
For real.
That's all I've been hearing for like the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's understandable.
Well, because of that email, I think we're beefing with See Me Now right. as a podcast.
Yes. Now, welcome to the Letters vs. Numbers Beefing Review. The following people are dickheads. Who've we got?
See me now.
Dr. Awkward. Explain that to me. Why are we beefing with Dr. Awkward?
Well, Dr. Awkward, that's D-O-C-T-O-R doctor. That's how I'm saying it.
That's what I'm about.
I posted the last week's podcast, and the first thing I hear is Dr. Awkward asking me to change the spelling of his name to the abbreviation of doctor, and that's just simply too much to ask. Like, you don't just tell someone that. That's like, it's like murdering someone's child.
Like, listen, friend.
You can't take it that far.
We're presenting the best podcast in nerdcore or everything. Like, you think we can go through for typos? Fuck you. I wasn't even a typo.
That was a type A.
I'm professional.
That's about to get type C up.
As a professional, I write out the entire word. No abbreviations in this bitch. And he comes in trying to tell me how to do my job. And we just can't have that.
Hey, Ma.
We can't. Hey, Ma. Hello. How's it going?
It's going good.
Who's on the phone?
That was my grandparents.
How are they?
They're pretty good. They're just calling to say hi.
Still getting along and...
Hey, yes. Ma, when you hang up your phone, does your phone go...
I wish.
It should.
That would be the longest hang-up noise ever.
It's a good hang-up noise. No, because, like she's got the bat all going, so...
That'd be really awkward if, like, you know, your phone went off and you're, like, in a library or something, and you're like, oh my god, call me back, you can't talk to me now, and you closed it, and it was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da,
and then, like... They'd be like, shit, yes, knowledge.
I won't be happy with that until, like, they have something that could, like, hear the tone of your conversation, and then, like, what if, like, your girlfriend just broke up with you over the phone, right, and then you get the game over music?
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp.
It sounds like... That's sad. Like, our Gmail, like, predictive text, like I'm typing something. It sounds like you're writing a breakup letter. Do you want me to just finish up for you? Like, oh, yeah. Enter. Done.
Welcome to Dumpstown.
Who would you like to dump?
You.
Just add emails onto it. There you go.
Yeah. Like, automatically forward it to your friends. Like, yeah. Look at how stone cold I dumped this woman.
We're done. Kyle.
The end.
The end.
Well, anyway, Ma, how much do you hate Dr. Awkward?
I don't.
Yeah, she doesn't hate Dr. Awkward.
Well, on a scale of 7 to 10...
On a scale of 7 to 10, how much do I hate him?
Yeah.
Zero?
No, zero is not an option. It wasn't 0 to 10.
But I don't hate him.
No, but on a scale of 1 to 10, everyone hates everyone a little bit.
Right? Like, yeah. I usually operate on a 3 with even people I like.
How much? Wait. So if the higher the number, the more I hate him?
Yeah.
Oh. I give him about a 2.
No, the scale is 7 to 10.
You just said 1.
No, I said 7. I at no point said 1.
Fine, and it'd be 7, I guess.
So you hate
That's
him.
That's a lot of hate.
You hate him 7 out of 10.
That's
harsh. That's cold.
You didn't give me any other. Oh,
That's
shut up.
Stone
you didn't give me another
cold
example.
Chibi Ma.
I know, right? I thought they were good friends.
Brutal.
This really takes the cake.
Well, yeah, we're actually enemies. We hate each other.
That's what happens when you hassle LVN. Friends become enemies. Podcasts hate you.
Podcasts die.
They've fallen before to LVN. They will again.
I've got a tenuous link. Things dying. Arguably, that would be abortions, I suppose. And there's a podcast we need to abort before it starts up again and rivals us.
Right.
A certain Mr. DJ Hex Warrior, shortly after we proclaimed ourselves the official, semi-official podcast of Nerdapalooza, is restarting Nerdapodloser.
And
more
and
like
we can't have that.
Nerdapod no. Loser. Oh.
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 Sick burn. You are the insult master.
I don't know. I can't get into this beef that hard. I'm kind of looking forward to listening to it.
I'm looking forward to us trashing it after we listen to it.
Yeah, after we, like, instant message Hex after, like, saying, that was a really good show. I enjoyed that. And then we'll get on Skype and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're that transparent. We're just bad people. I'm totally. Sorry.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste, yes.
Toothpaste, not toothpaste. Toothpaste.
I've been called some harsh things in my time, but yeah. Toothpaste.
That is...
I'm not going to live that one down.
Toothpaste. You guys can't hear.
You only said that because you know I love orange juice.
Right.
Cold.
Orange juice? What is that going to do with it?
Oh, dude, have you never, like, drank orange juice after you've brushed your teeth?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, try it. It's aggressively awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't want to know.
You know what? Like, I don't like peppermint. Like, if you eat peppermint and then try to drink soda or anything cold, it's terrible. It, like, makes your throat hurt. You're like, oh, why? Why did I eat that peppermint?
Why did you eat that peppermint?
Because sometimes when you walk into, like, a building, there's peppermint there. Like, peppermint candy. You're like, ooh, I don't really buy these ever, but when they're free, I will eat them.
That is true.
So
I just imagine what
else does
taking
that
the whole
apply
bowl.
To?
Other things that have peppermint in them? I don't know, like peppermint ice cream.
No, other thing that you wouldn't usually eat, but if it's free.
What is usually free?
I got something
probably
right
like
here.
Crackers at like a Chinese restaurant, whatever those crackers are. They're always nasty and stale, but you're always hungry and you eat them before you get your food.
Chinese cracker? You mean Chinese fortune cookies?
No. Perhaps? The ones that go in your soup. They're like little strips, like fried strips.
Oh,
they're like bright white and bubbly and taste of nothing.
Yeah, they don't taste like anything at all. There's not even salt on them.
You're meant to dip them in things.
Yeah, like your soup. But when you order, you're still hungry and you don't get your food in time, so you just eat them inadvertently.
That is true.
You're like, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Are we
beefing with Shinobi's local Chinese restaurant now?
No.
Definitely. Harder than we've ever beefed with anyone ever.
Yeah, beef teriyaki, more like beef pepper oriental. Serious. No, dude, my Chinese place delivers really, really fast, so I have no problems with them.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Chinese beef adverted. Out of town here.
Yeah. I got off Chinese the phone, food. And then they were here, like, 5 minutes later with my food. It's like, shit.
Like, while you were still on the phone, just chatting to them?
Yeah, I'm like, so, how's the economy? Yeah, oh, what? Yeah, there's a knock at the door, I'll be right back. Oh my god, it's you guys, hey. And he was on a cell phone, too.
Like, as soon as you call, they just tell you, it's on the way!
Right.
Like, oh, alright.
And then he demanded for a big tip.
One of the
more than 5%, cooks just tip 25% every time.
Oh, one of the cooks just moves in with you.
Whoa.
Like, you're putting my kids through college.
Okay, we could do this. As long as someone can cook delicious Chinese food all the time, I'll let them board.
That sounds reasonable. I'm going to put a shout out for that for my place as well.
Yeah,
I've got a spare room going. If you can cook and buy the food,
Craigslist
it. There. Yeah.
So if you're like the maid or the housekeeper.
Perfect.
One thing I got to say is sometimes dudes do creepier things than that, and they'll say like, looking for a woman to move in, you know, and I'll take care of you, but you just have to cook and clean. It's illegal to post credentials like that. Like, you're looking for a black person or a white person or a woman. You can't do that. So, it's weird. That's always in Craigslist, and I'm always like, whoa.
That reminds me, Legendary Wizard posted a Craigslist ad a couple weeks ago, and it was the weirdest thing like I ever saw.
Okay.
It was basically he was looking for a woman to role play with him, that she would sleep in his bed and he would wear a sheet and pretend he's a ghost and just and just look at her from like the foot of the bed, and that's it.
Wow.
That's intense.
And he included a picture, like a drawing he made of that scene happening.
That's pretty funny.
You need put a link to that in the show notes.
It got taken down. Aww. But I'll bug him for the picture at least.
Aww. Totally. That's gold. I love that. How many songs have we got left?
Just one more song. Oh, I should also mention that when he posted the ad, he got one email from a guy saying he wanted Legendary Wizard to sleep in the bed and he would be the ghost.
Whoa.
Legendary Wizard is like, listen, Bob. If I wanted to be the one sleeping in the bed, I would have said that, damn it. Don't you know who I am?
Do you know how legendary I am?
And wizardly.
I'm a wizard. I got me some robes.
I put my robe and wizard hat on.
The guy's like, that's why I chose you, because I only want to do it to a wizard.
Yeah. Hogwarts.
And that's just some common
seeking
wizard.
A Hogwarts role player partner.
Oh my.
Looking to start a school of witchcraft and wizardry.
Hell yeah.
That could work. I want to post one saying, wants to go to the moon. And just see if anyone can help me.
Someone just signs up and they're like, yes, let's do this. No assets. I have a wheelbarrow. We're
I
already
have
there.
Unlimited enthusiasm for the moon going.
Yeah.
I have nothing to contribute to our trip to the moon, but I have a lot of spunk, a lot of tenacity.
Yeah, and I like the moon.
Tenacity.
I do like the moon.
I will happily make toast and coffee round the clock.
Good, because we're going to need a lot of coffee.
And even more toast.
Nom nom nom.
Toast.
Was that your impression of me?
Who, what?
What?
Me?
I just heard somebody go toast.
I was busy.
That was me.
Here.
That was me.
Keep it up. I wanna. I love hearing impressions of me.
No.
No.
Then put a Craigslist up for that. Be like, this is a sample of me talking. Really, this is an easy one. Just send me impressions of myself.
I'll just link them to the podcast. It'll be a good way of getting some listeners. Yeah.
Good call. You should just make a Craigslist that's like free money, download here, and it's a podcast link.
I think they'd probably catch
flag
on
it.
That and ban it.
Maybe.
Spunky podcast looking for awesome listeners.
Yeah.
Looking for submissive listeners.
Yeah. Be dominated by Mr. B, the dominatrix.
Overly dominated. We've got Gino with his whiplash mouse clicking sound.
It's like, yeah, take that.
Yeah.
The B will stand for brutal.
Right?
B will stand for bitch. Learn a work
learn
a sink.
Sink.
Good times.
See, this is what I missed out on.
That's
the
name of your next album.
Yeah. That's the name of Chibi Ma's debut.
Right.
That would be so good. If you did that, I would pimp the fuck out of that album. I wouldn't stop till the whole internet had it.
I just imagine the cover is like Chibi doing dishes.
Or some random Australian guy trying to do dishes, but not quite. Like he's scrubbing the sponge with the plate.
What the fuck, man? That's backwards. You gotta handle that sink.
Or he's just rubbing two sponges together.
why won't the sponge get clean? I'm trying.
Like
instead of soap, he has like a bottle of gasoline.
You're doing
it
wrong.
Just asking for trouble. I don't think you'd make a good father at all.
No way. How are you gonna bathe the kids? You gonna set them on fire? What the
babies
fuck
are crying in
you?
The background.
Yeah.
I joined a group on Facebook today called you can be a fan of things.
Yeah.
I'm now a fan of not being on fire.
I am also a fan of not being on fire. And
I love that group.
Is there also a group for not wanting to be buried alive?
Probably.
Yeah.
You should make one if there isn't.
Yeah. I'm a fan of sleeping, and I'm a fan of, like, not wanting to get out of bed in the morning.
I'm a fan of not needing to pee desperately, but also not being able to go.
That's cool.
Letters versus Numbers has a group, actually, but I don't think I push that hard at all.
It has a group? I don't think I'm in it.
There's like seven people in it right now, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, that's what's
up. The thing about your not being on fire group is, like, if I was crazy and I wanted to set people on fire, like, that would be the place to go to know who I should set on fire first. Like these people will especially dislike it.
Like, because that'd be more
trolls
satisfying.
Are in that group.
Like, people are keeping lists and stuff.
I'm gonna make a post. Beware of Anthony Ruibald. Stay away.
Do not let this guy join your
He's
group.
A known pyromaniac. Please do not let him near you.
Oh, I've just... You know how it says, like, the fans, and then it'll, like, show you a picture of people?
Yeah.
There's, like, a fuck ton of nerdcore people just don't want to be on fire.
It sucks. It's not a good feeling.
Damn, who have we got? We've got Hex there. We've got Chozo Ninpo there. Moral. Who else we got? I think that's everyone.
I'm there. My name's Kyle.
Me. You.
People need to, like, we have to have people, like, particularly on the lookout of arson at Nerdapalooza now.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm not going to be able to take anything from Fire or your airports will ainly bother me.
Right.
They will get
Father.
All up in me.
Oh, what's this you're carrying? And then, like, the security guard whispers to the other one, like, get the cyborg dong.
No!